Dad. Hang on, babe. Anyhow, we finally got on the air 10 minutes late. It's welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. I've never seen such an unreliable setup. I'm having to use a speakerphone tonight because this whatever it's supposed to be doesn't work. So anyhow, there we are. So anyhow, welcome here, and let me get Buddy over here. Buddy, come see Dad. Here we go. Yeah, a lot of fun there. Buddy's been pretty wild tonight. Had a shower a few minutes ago. And Steve Barish, are you there?
Yes, sir.
So here we are, man.
Yeah.
So,
that's great.
Anyhow, this is Thursday on May 5th. We're finally getting to go, rolling along here. And anyway, so what do you think about the I was up in San Francisco this weekend, and that was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And we worked up there, and here we are.
How did things work out?
I was okay. You know, the guy that does the show up there, he's kind of a strange guy. And the show, you know, we don't take a booth up there. We just fly up and then lecture, and I don't charge him for the trip.
Right.
And normally I would charge him, and it was supposed to, and this place puts the security on me for talking to people after the show, if you can believe that.
Right.
And that's just, I'm not going to do that show anymore. I could have come back to New York and do that one. And, next time around, I will. So tell me what you think about the, what you think about what's going on in the news this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad they caught him. I'm really glad they caught him. And, you know, it's sad because if they would have taken him alive, they could have found out a lot of information, but I guess I didn't want to do that.
I'm waiting for the pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to see the pictures.
Ah.
So you?
Okay. Not really.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When we worked on that Houdin Crusade case, I taught some people. I'd worked with Task Force 20 on that one, and which wasn't a Navy unit, by the way.
Right.
This was Navy SEALs, too, but when I worked with them, I taught them how to track, and we caught a guy down in Syria, gave up Houdin and Qusi's address.
Right.
So we sent people in there. It was in Mosul. Of course, there was some grim shooting going on, and I was proud to be on that case because those guys had killed over 1,000, newlyweds.
Mm-hmm.
They go to people getting married, and they shoot the groom and then rape the bride, and that was that's what they did.
Right.
So I was, like, really happy to, be part of their, I had to still use stream twice now because that doesn't seem to work right either. The pictures were put up on the internet.
Right.
So now we're dealing with a situation. Obviously, the Bush family wouldn't meet with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bush family was not happy to see, Osama bin Laden go down.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's family, they're a very close family. And so
right.
George Bush wouldn't go back to the World Trade Center today, Ground Zero, and he refused to do it. Now, I realized that George Bush cannot travel much out of this country because he's considered a war criminal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
Wow. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's considered a war criminal, and, what do you know? The thing's working again. We're starting to get a big listenership. I don't know what happened, but the Ustream is coming back, and we're climbing like crazy on the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Over 51 connections and rising, and we've only been on the air about 5 minutes.
That's good.
So anyway, I work as, they wanted me to come back to... They wanted me to come back to Langley. Actually, it's called a farm.
Mm-hmm.
The tracking methods that I had taught one of their agents years ago that was actually in Syria chasing this guy down.
Right.
So anyway, to make a long story short, we have Osama bin Laden, and Obama refuses to release any pictures.
Okay? Yeah.
And now there's a big controversy because all the conspiracy theorists, like me...
right.
And you know that the World Trade Center was brought down, in a series of explosions.
Yes.
With charges placed there a few weeks in advance over a 6-month period. It took them that long to get those charges in.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Bush, George Bush's younger brother. So we knew that was a setup, As a matter of fact, couple of agents, Osama bin Laden was getting a dialysis in Riyadh the day before 9/11. He was on the kidney machine.
Right.
And so what happened was the agency went over there, CIA, because he was a CIA brain, child in the 70s. He was fighting.
Yes. Russia.
So they told him to get the heck out of Dodge because he was going to get credit for blowing up the World Trade Center. So he thought that was a good idea. But bin Laden took off for Tora Bora at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 9/11 went down, and, so he got blamed for it. Now, Osama bin Laden definitely was a terrorist. There's absolutely no ifs, ands, or buts about
it. Right.
The latest thing he had done is take a Valentine, and for Valentine's Day, cut it in half and say, this is America, stuff like that. He's a real showman for, the jihad.
Right.
So anyhow, after 9/11 happened, they wanted me to try. I went and did some remote viewing for him, and I tracked him up to Dushanbe, which is in Tajikistan. Now, if you look at the map, you'll see that the Dushanbe is north of Afghanistan, straight above it.
Okay.
Dushanbe is a place where all the poppy growers, it's a big drug. Drug area. So that's where he went. And then what happened was he stayed there for a few days, and he saw some, the transmissions where he was sitting in a tent with his buddies and all that and bragging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't send anybody into Dushanbe because all those drug smugglers know everybody. You could not send a Arabic, looking person in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Middle Eastern-looking person in there, because they'd know right away it was CIA, and he'd be dead.
Right.
So we couldn't go in there. So then he went up north of Dushanbe and off to the east, and he went up. It's called the Hindu Kush Mountains. This is about December 8th, 9th, we're in there. By the 11th, he'd gone up the Hindu Kush Mountains, which is the backside of Mount Everest, which Tibet's on the front.
Okay.
And he ended up in the Gobi Desert. And so then he went to a couple of hundred miles up the bottom of the Hindu Kush Mountains on the north side. Tibet's on the south side. He's on the north side.
Right.
To a house. And he stayed in that house. And you know what? I drew pictures of that house for the government where he was staying, including his bedroom, which had a fireplace in it.
Wow.
And I've got the pictures here dated that were faxed back to Washington back in December of that year, 2001.
Wow.
So, yeah, I have them here. So, anyway, if somebody emails me, I'll put them out on the Internet. So, anyway, it's very similar. The house he was in was very similar to the one that he what he got caught in, but except this one was backed up against the mountains.
Okay.
Then the Chinese came in with their healers, and they did a lot of work on him, and evidently he didn't need dialysis anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So once that he got over the healing and didn't need dialysis, he was a free spirit as far as the medical world. He didn't have to carry a dialysis machine around, which he never did anyway.
Wow.
So then he stayed there for up until March. So that would be December, January, February, March. In March, early March, he crossed China, and he went down the other side of the mountain range, which took him into Cambodia.
Okay.
March 3rd, March 4th, he's in Cambodia. If you look on the map, south of Cambodia is the Philippines.
Okay.
So during the latter part, the last 2 weeks of March, we had about a lot of Al-Qaeda activity in the Philippines. Because he was, you know, he had to do something. So he was
right.
You know, here's the general and the troop. His local regiment was the Philippines.
Right.
So he went ahead and revved up, and that's when if you go back to 20, to that year, the year after 2002,
mm-hmm.
and look at the Philippine activity, terrorist activities, March and April. That confirmed, that he was there and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So then in May, to be, 8 years ago now, in May he went back towards, I don't know what his return route was. I have no clue what that was because I was done with the remote viewing at that point.
Right.
So he went back and back into Pakistan or wherever he went. I didn't know. I have no clue where he went.
Right.
The thing is, when you do remote viewing on a person of his personality, you can feel him. I don't know if you...
Oh, really?
Have you ever done remote viewing on a person to track him down?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, he... We tracked him down, and it was real interesting, And so anyway... When you start doing this kind of viewing,
right,
you end up feeling that person. Now you've had girlfriends and boyfriends, guys and girls that you know and stuff. Have you not ever felt that person, like when you work on your patients and your patients?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. So you probably end up. Sensing their energy, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what was happening, and let's see if I can get this other volume to work here on Ustream. So anyway, that's what happens. Well, I've sensed it. So then later on, I was working with over there, they said, Bin Laden is dead. And I said, no, he's not. I said, absolutely, he is not dead. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And, as a result of that, they kind of got mad at me. You're supposed to go with the program, when you're
okay.
a subcontractor.
Right.
I'm not an agent, okay? I'm just a guy, And so,
right.
So anyway, I knew he was alive. And I could sense him. I don't know if he's the same birth sign I am. I can sense this man. He's a very warm, compassionate guy to people he loves, and... He's a brutal dictator, to the people he doesn't like. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He's a double-edged sword.
Right.
If you look at his eyes, he has a soft glow, but he's got a hardened heart. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and I'm not pitching Bin Laden at all, even though he was put into power by our own CIA. I'm glad that he's not around anymore. But
yeah.
What I would like to do is see his picture now. Obama administration says, our troops are out there in the field, and if we put his picture up, what's going to happen is it's going to cause problems, you know, for our troops. Well, I don't think so. You know, I cannot more disagree with that policy. I could not, absolutely not disagree with that policy anymore. And that's my opinion.
Right.
Today on Fox TV, what was happening was there were, Fox people are just absolutely furious that those pictures aren't put out.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been so bad. They could have done some pictures of the burial and put those up. You know,
okay.
They call the guy out to sea, and you know, an HO, whatchamacallit, I forget the number, number 40 or whatever helicopter that was, model 60. They haul him out to sea and dump him in the ocean. Now, that's kind of convenient. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now, if you've seen Pakistan, the Pakistanis are doing the Elvis number, saying he's still alive and we're having sightings and blah, blah, blah. And so this is good for Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Still alive. That means that the image that the United States is putting out by not putting the pictures up is that he's still alive. You know, everybody knows it was a false flag. Al-Qaeda knows that they didn't do it. Yeah, they had pilots flying. They didn't set the thing up. Somebody else set it up. And the bottom line is, it's completely a joke at this point that the pictures aren't up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we'll get those pictures up and see something. But I mean, I don't want to see some brutal deal, but I just like to see some proof, because this administration is so lackadaisical in how they, you know, they, you know, we were flying back, okay? The news comes out. We come back from San Francisco on Monday, right? The shooting was reported on Sunday night, and they said increased awareness alerts at the airport, right?
Right.
Monday we go to the airport. If anything, it was a decreased. Going through TSA was a breeze. I had more problems before this happened on Friday getting through San Diego Airport. We
went
by Virgin America. I had stepped down because I had a little lead piece of jewelry on my pants as part of the insignia, so they had to find that. But coming back, I mean, there was no heightened awareness. Nobody was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
The only people who are concerned is either the news media hyping something up that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really amazing how our government thinks how stupid our people are.
Yeah.
They really do. There's nothing wrong with showing a picture. You know, they can even black out the wounds. You know what I mean?
The
wounds. They clean him up, you know, and clean the blood off and all that, and mark the spots where the bullet hole was, one in the head, one in the abdomen, I guess, and show a picture. That's all.
Yeah.
And that puts a lot of people to rest. So what they're going to do is they're creating a huge protest now from all the people in Pakistan, Afghanistan.
Right.
So they created more of a problem by not showing the picture.
Right.
This just feeds into the conspiracy theorist lunchbox. It gives them a whole next day's worth of lunch.
Right.
And, you know, our fascist government is completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad that they're out of control. But it is true, they are. And Buddy Boo even knows. He's a bird knows better, you know. Here, Buddy, tell him that you know better. See there? He knows. That bird knows. And so here we are.
Yeah.
And welcome to 2011. You know, the BS gets, you know. And the other bad thing they did, they kill Gaddafi's kid. I mean, what was that all? They strike his house. Why didn't they pull a raid like we did on Osama, you know, bin Laden, on Gaddafi, if we wanted to not kill his kids and his grandkids, you know? What's wrong? You know, you wonder why terrorists don't like America. Would you, knowing how they behave? We went into this war, you know, with Libya, unauthorized. Our president did not have congressional approval at all, and Congress would like to impeach him over it right now. This guy just does whatever he wants. And the last thing last week that happened is this new birth certificate. Boy, that's a real corker, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Photoshop birth certificate with late stuff on it, with the wrong names, because I have a copy of his original a Kenyan birth certificate with his footprint on it.
Right.
You know, and I had another person that we contacted, born at the same time, within a month of Osama, in the same hospital in Libya. And he, you know, he said it's the same doctor's signature. He mm-hmm. has a footprint on his birth certificate, as does, you know.
Okay.
You know, I could call him Barry Saratori because that's his real name, you know, Barry Saratori. And not even Obama. That's and now they can't even find him, you know, in school. Nobody ever saw him in school.
So my question to you, Fred, is how did he become president of the United States?
There were some people over in Chicago that are in jail now.
Right.
Were very influential. And they, you know, they hooked up with Tavistock, you know, that
right.
company that runs RAND and all that.
Right.
And Tavistock had decided that we needed African-American president. It would be a good time to have one of those.
Okay.
And preferably a Muslim, and which he is.
Yes.
And by the way, his wife hates Christianity.
Okay. Oh, she doesn't like Jewish people or Christians, to be honest with you.
No, she hates them. They had to shut her up during the election campaign because she was shooting her mouth off so much. She was about to blow him out on the election campaign.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama does not like, she's a total full-on Muslim, and that's fine. I don't have any problem with any religion because I'm not a religious person.
Right.
But I don't like them killing people and preaching fascism, which is basically an Italian term, you know. So, and the Muslims, you know, they're a very powerful group now. They're mm-hmm. growing like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other response was that the Pakistani, he's right down the, you know, Osama bin Laden was right down the road from West Point over there. Of course, the comment from the American military is that the West Point is not a very high quality. You know?
Right.
Graduates over there aren't like ours, you know. But so he's about, I don't know, a quarter of a mile down from there, and they're blowing the place up, and nobody even shows up to see what's going on. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Even though I had that new Black Hawk helicopter, I saw the tail rotor on that. They have it on the internet. It's pretty slick. You know, it's quieter. It's definitely we're over here by Camp Pendleton.
Yeah,
and that's where those H-60s are based. The helicopter.
Yeah,
and they're called the H-60. That's the model number. H-60H, H-60L, and we see these new ones fly over. They have, you know, I mean, we are a stone's throw from Camp Pendleton.
Mm-hmm.
And they test fly their helicopters over our area.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's no regular airplanes are allowed. They're just military, and they got mm-hmm. over 400 helicopters over there at Camp Pendleton.
Right.
So
right.
I probably have seen this new one. I've seen a lot of black ones. They fly them over here even in the daytime. Most of the time,
really.
So we get to see, you know. And then we have our alien friends from Andromeda that bring their ships in late at night. So it's like, you know, tonight, who knows what's going on? You go outside, it might be nothing, or all hell's breaking loose in the sky. You never know.
Right.
And the other thing that we know is whenever we're going to invade a country, mm-hmm. we start practicing. We start shooting these huge cannons, and we can hear them, and it shakes the house. Even though we're in this really elite area with lots of ranches, it's called the Gentleman's Ranches, when they start shooting over there at Camp Pendleton, we know we're going to war because they're shooting some big guns. They go boom.
Yeah.
And it goes all night long. Then you hear machine guns running, you know, and you hear helicopters.
Wow.
So we kind of get a sideways view of what goes on. As a matter of fact, Duluth Road actually goes on to Camp Pendleton, but it's fenced on both sides and then comes back off of it because of the way the canyon runs.
Right.
It was on military property.
Wow.
You know, so I can say with all of this, with Gaddafi, with bin Laden, and everything else that went on, this is a busy week.
Yeah.
So how was your week?
My week's been pretty good, Fred. We've been doing a lot of work, I've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
And there seems to be more psychic energy coming through. So I've been really, really doing a lot of good stuff.
Oh, cool.
And it's been a lot of fun for me, and I'm really doing some remarkable stuff. I'll have to tell you off the air, but it's been one heck of a good week, really, really good week.
Yeah, it's funny how April works. You know, April is very quiet.
Yeah.
And then, Patty Brown. Yeah, hey, your show blows. That must be a compliment. I like that. I'm getting some chat information now.
Okay.
If you guys out there in the chat rooms have any questions on this,
yeah.
You're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with Steve Barish and Buddy Boo. And we're an old military group here, and we still have a few connections. And we have a lot of fun, but we're into holistic health and all kinds of new stuff because we got about 400 new listeners tonight.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, well, you got your camera on, right?
I have my camera on, but I can't. I don't know if you're looking at me or seeing me.
No, I don't see you.
Okay.
But you see mine where it says Fred Bell Show?
I see. Yeah, it says Dr. Fred Bell Show Energy Show. Yeah, I see it quite well.
And you see me, right?
Yes, very well.
And you see a little green thing that says Get Higher Quality?
Get Higher Quality.
Well, you should see number of viewers.
No, I don't, Fred. I'm not on. I just, for some odd reason, I have BBS Radio Live Talk Radio on BBS station number one.
Oh, okay. You got to go back to the homepage.
Okay.
We're on the homepage now.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, and it goes on the homepage. You should be able to watch and track everything, you know.
Yeah.
Now, all you guys that are new, I know there's a lot of new people out there. Go to bbsradio.com. bbsradio.com, or go to the search engine, Dr. Fred Bell. We start at 5 p.m. Pacific. We're a crazy bunch over here. We'll talk about anything.
Yep.
And I also do the Coast to Coast with George Norrie and Art Bell and a lot of other shows. I'm also on Alex Jones's network, but I never know with George Butler. And so they're all different shows, but this is a regular every Thursday at 5 o'clock kind of show.
Yeah.
And we promote, we do a lot of politics. I've written a book called The Inside Track that talks about electronic harassment. Matter of fact, right here. There it is. Yeah, this publishers are afraid of this book. You have to call our 800 number, 729-2603. Or just type my name in the search engine. We're about to get a publisher. But we have some very controversial poems or books that we've written. And we raise hell. We do some hell raising here. And we do get results. We do a lot of things, and we get a lot of results. Buddy Boo, what are you doing with Dad here?
Let me give out some phone numbers, Fred. Maybe that's why we're not.
Go ahead, people can call in if they want.
Yeah, toll-free number is 888-815-9756. That's for the United States and Canada. Line 1 is 530-327-7602. Line 2 is 530-413-4510. And line 3 is 530-413-4522. So any questions, please give us a call, and we're more than happy to answer it for you.
Yeah. Now, that's funny because I've got, it says 10 viewers on air. And on the other one, I've got 455 connections and growing on the other side. It doesn't show up on the screen. So I don't know what we do around here to get this kind of exposure, but we do quite well. Too bad my studio wasn't working right, but working anyway. If you guys are out there on the other side over there on the Ustream side, give us a call. Because we're having some fun tonight. I had a whole bunch of people that were going to call in. Talk about some of our, quantum projectors and receptors, but I haven't heard from them. And so we'll just wait and see if they call in.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Have you done any healings this week?
Yeah, I've done some work with people that are really sick, and it seems like things are really happening for me, and it seems like people are getting better.
Yeah.
I really don't want to say anything until I talk to you privately because I don't know what to say on the air anymore. So
yeah.
I got to be careful with what I say.
Yeah.
So something big happened, and I need to talk to you about it off the air.
No, after the show. I'll be around.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, the healing is getting much stronger and much clearer and much better. So, for me, it's a lot of fun. Now, what's happening right now with the projectors in my room, they're firing almost like a laser light. It's white light, but it's laser all throughout the room. So I think what's happening is not only is it coming out of the center of the projector, but those little pyramids that are right inside the projectors are firing.
Yeah.
And it's firing a white light. And I'm looking at my room, and it's just filled with this white light. And it's just incredible. So it's a lot of fun.
I'm going to show everybody on Ustream what a projector is, what we're talking about.
Yeah, please do.
This is the one I'm wearing. I got a patent on this. Patent office on March 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I will go get that patent because it's interesting. Go ahead and say something to everybody for 1 second, Steve. I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. But the projectors themselves, the ones I'm talking about are the 9-inch projectors, and I've got 4 of them in my room. And what's happening is that psychically I'm looking into my room right now, and those little pyramids are firing white light energy, pinpoint energy. And it's really fantastic. So I'm having a lot of fun with the projectors in my room, and I'm having a lot of fun with my nuclear receptor. So there's a lot happening in May. For some odd reason, the psychic abilities are very strong ever since the beginning of May. So I'm really enjoying it, and I'm enjoying Fred's equipment. It's really a lot of fun to use.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the new listeners and viewers, this is a patent, and you notice here, right here where my finger is, it says light display device. And in a patent, you have to submit drawings and, you know, get this fancy-looking thing, and the drawings sort of go like this, like that, et cetera. Well, patent office called my attorney up, Michael Juliana, who's part of Kobe Barton's Olsen and Bear, and I've been with them since the 70s. I got my receptor patent from them in the 70s. Patent office calls up. We wanted to call this thing the projector because what happens is it causes your thoughts to work into such a way that you can make things happen. Alan Aspect in physics demonstrated recently with quantum mechanics how to change the polarity of a photon and therefore sending a photon in 2 different directions, he could change the polarity of one of the others regardless of how far away and how fast they're moving away from each other, which then was known as teleportation in physics. So we developed a process called SPDC, which is spontaneous parametric down conversion that cuts energy from your thoughts and produces light. And so we're at the patent office, and the patent, I wanted to call this thing the projector. That's what we market this thing as.
Mm-hmm.
Patent office says, nope, can't have it. I says, well, so Michael Juliana, my attorney, calls me up and says, they won't patent the damn thing. I says, why not? Says, because they don't like the name of it. I says, you got to be kidding. The name, you got the drawings, how it works, and blah, 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 and they don't like the name. She says, yeah. I says, well, what do we do? She says, the lady had an experience with it in the patent office, and she has a different name for it. If you go with her name, then we'll get a patent on this thing. So I said, fine, what's the name? And she says, the patent office, this lady, I forget her name on here, it's fine down here somewhere. But anyway, what's to call it? Light display device. So there it is, light display device, right there. And so we got our patent. Called the light display device, which is exactly what it does, but we didn't describe how it worked exactly in the patent. That's the darndest thing I ever saw. You know, it was just so funny. It was just crazy. So we got our patent on that, like we did the nuclear receptor and the other things that we make. And these are powerful devices. I mean, we use them for purposes. We use them for remote healing, all kinds of stuff like that. You can increase your material wealth, you know, with them. You can do a lot of stuff with them. because it's all holographic. It's all, everything is a hologram. Not biting. He's real admired tonight. He had two showers today. He don't give a bird two showers. Yeah. But I'm in there taking the shower and running the water. He's up on top of the shower on the ledge up above it, and the water's splashing in, and he just gets wired. He's wired tonight. So anyway, he got the title of the light display device. And now we make a bigger version of it, which I'll show you here. Here's a bigger one. And that becomes an amplifier right there. That thing, there's my hand. It's about 9 inches tall. That's a bigger version of it. So,
yeah,
there it is. And that amplifies it. People use up to 4 of those in their work.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do the science, and then we do the government stuff. And we got lots of connections all over the place. And we keep busy around here. And our show, you never know what's going to happen on our show. Never know. We've had a lot of famous guests on here. We haven't had some guests lately because I've been kind of busy. It takes a lot of energy to run the show and get new guests every week. But we're probably going to go in that direction. In fact, I just heard a boom, boom, as we talk about, from the military base.
Really?
Just now, yeah. I heard one of their cannons go off. So what are we going to raid now, you know? And I'm telling you, he's a handful. I had a couple people I thought might call in tonight, but I guess maybe we can scare them away with our military topics. So what's your prediction about what's going to happen in this country this summer, going into 2012 with all the political rhetoric? I mean, how confident are you in our United States government? How are you confident with it? Do you think
I'm not.
The truth on every level or what?
No, I'm not. I'm not comfortable with it at all.
Yeah.
I don't like the way they're handling this Osama bin Laden thing at all.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable. I don't speak for anybody but myself, but I can tell you that what they're doing is it's making more of a problem than it is anything else. Maybe that's what they want.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, who knows with this government? It's so sad. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I was really for Obama during the election. And he did promise to go after bin Laden. But I wish the truth had come out about bin Laden's real involvement with the 9/11 World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that on several other things that he was involved with, he wrote the program out. Mm-hmm. But not on this one. He was
right.
You think they didn't know when those guys were down there in Florida training to fly a plane into a building? They didn't know that? Of course they knew it. But isn't it strange they're running a false flag project with all our fighter jets on the day of 9/11, and they're out here in Washington with all the jets, and therefore only one jet could respond?
Yeah.
Probably the one that shot that United flight down over Pennsylvania, if you remember correctly.
I remember
the other thing
that's
really funny is, you ever try to use your cell phone on an airplane?
No.
They don't work. They're going too fast to work. You can hear all these conversations coming in, about this. I mean, this was one heck of a setup. Let me tell you, it really was.
Yeah.
I'm letting Buddy Boo go up there on the thing there. He's just too much of a mischief tonight.
It's just it's uncomfortable because it's setting up something that we don't need. They should be showing those pictures. I don't want to see them personally, but if people want to see it, they should actually be able to see it.
Well, because by law, they have to show them. That's the law.
It's just setting up a whole scenario that's very uncomfortable. I mean, people are going to start not believing.
Well, I believe something happened, and only because his newest wife, his youngest wife, and it's been verified by the Pakistanis, is in custody in Pakistan. They have her, not arrested, but she's there at the police station or wherever they house her.
Okay.
And she's telling a different story than what happened there, a big different story.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. She's not saying it went down at all. Like it did, okay?
Okay.
And if you look at our stories, our stories, first we said, oh, she was a shield to Bin Laden and this and that. And she, I know she got shot in the leg and she's in a hospital. I forget the name of the hospital, but I saw the name of it. But she's telling a different, completely different story than what happened there.
Really?
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. And then just completely haul this guy off and dump him in the water.
Yeah.
As per Muslim, you know, custom. At the same time, people are saying that he wasn't a Muslim. He was, you know, contradicting that. So how can you respect a Muslim tradition when most Muslims denounced him as a Muslim?
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's just so crazy, Fred. I mean, it's just... Why get rid of a body so fast? I mean, why do that and not show it to the people? Because I think people are interested in seeing that.
Yeah. Well, we only have 5 minutes left. Put the phone number out again real quick.
Okay. Sure.
What's the number to call, how to reach us?
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Let me just
there was another big gun over there.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just get that number here. Okay. Our phone number is 888-815-9756. That's for the U.S. and Canada. And I'll give you one of the numbers, line 1, 1-530-327-7602. And please give us a call. We're more than happy to answer anything that you would like us to answer.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they claim... This is the big contradiction. And Fox News, by the way, go to channel 360. Fox News is all over this because they're not a government butt kisser like the other, like MSNBC is, and CNN is a big butt kisser.
Mm-hmm.
They're claiming, you know, and I agree with them. I was listening to them this afternoon. Okay, you call him a Muslim. And yet he denounces being one, but mm-hmm. a war in the overall views of the religion is that he's not one. Yet you give him this honorary funeral within 24 hours. He's got to be buried, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's tossed him in the ocean. I mean, I don't believe that even happened. What proof is there? And you know, I wouldn't care if it happened or not. Had they not said it happened, and they refused, you know, if you don't tell me about something, right, I don't care about it. If you tell me about something and you get my emotional juice going, then, I you've got my attention, you're revving me up like a, you know, a lawnmower or a hot rod.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a little loud. Hey, quiet. So you're revving me up like a hot rod. You know, don't do that to me. Don't run me through this routine because I won't appreciate it.
Right.
So you've opened your mouth. Now, don't put your foot in it. Well, so far they've opened their mouth and they can't get their foot in it. He's really wired tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is.
You get on the subject of terrorism, and I got a bird here that turns into a terror. That's what he's driving. And I'm sure you hear him in the background, right?
Oh, yeah. He's going to town back there.
Yeah, buddy, Boo, you are just wired here. When he makes those sounds, he gets too revved up. He just doesn't, you know, he doesn't know what to do with himself. He's just got so much. He's only 3 years old. To this bird. Can you see him?
How long do they live, Fred?
Oh, this guy can easily, if he doesn't stop his, you know, bad eating habits, which actually aren't that bad. They have to eat a lot of fresh fruit. They can live 30, 40 years.
Really?
Oh, easily.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll outlive me.
Wow.
And then the blue and gold in there, the other one, that one will probably live 75 years, and he's only...
Wow.
Well, as soon as he sees himself on the camera, now see how quiet he got?
Yeah.
See him looking at himself?
He loves it.
Yeah, he as soon as I say he's down there with his, you know, Bella, the other girl, the other one, the violet one. As soon as As soon as I go down there and I say, let's do a show, he jumps out of his house. And by the way, these birds are, none of my parrots are confined.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, a cage. The doors are never closed. And they can
right.
go, and even the big ones, you know.
Right.
One, we have a big foyer. Like a, we haven't been to this house, but we have a big lot, like a lobby. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it has like a 300-degree view because it's between two sections of the building, and it's a big round, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a elevated platform on marble with windows all the way around, and one door goes to one section of the house, the other section goes down here where the studios are and that.
Yeah.
It's a big
yeah.
compound. So we got one bird stationed there at the front door. That's Frenchie. In a big cage. It's huge. And so she's never locked up. We were out of town. She was totally free to do what she wants.
Right.
And if somebody comes out to the driveway, up to the front of the house, she immediately announces them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
care if it's the middle of the night, middle of the day. She tells
wow.
them, people are arriving. Here's come. People are coming now.
That's wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And these guys, these littler birds, we have to keep the little guys away from the big guys. And they're down on the far section on the east, on the west end of the house. And
mm-hmm.
they have their own, like a big marble floor where you put the poop up and stuff.
Right, right.
The area where they hang out. And they're free running. They just come up. Then we have like an island, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the kitchen, which is next to that room. We have a ladder.
Right.
So they come
right.
out of their cages. Come down across the floor, come up the ladder, and come up onto the island, and they do scraps, and, you know, somebody making a salad, they eat salad. And
right, right.
So, yeah, these boys are, you know, I would never put a bird in a cage and lock them up.
Really?
Yeah, I just never would do that. You know, they can do whatever they want. You can do whatever you want. Just do whatever you want. It's a boo. But anyhow, we're running out of time.
Yeah, we sure are.
Yeah.
Sure are, Fred. I think it's around
850. Put your phone number out, and I'll put mine out, and we've got to get off here.
Okay. My phone number is area code 585-746-8321.
Okay, and my number is 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Those of you that tried to reach us tonight, you have to go to the BBS radio site to, if you're listening to us, you were on the site. But anyhow, we'll contact you tomorrow because we have your phone numbers, the ones that were on the chat room. I don't know where Vroom was. I guess he's on vacation now with him and his buddy. So anyhow, we ran out of time really fast there, you know?
Yeah. Fun show.
Fun show. So we'll see you. I have a Sunday night show on the same network. At 9 o'clock, and that's an educational. That's just me teaching, lecturing, blah, blah, blah. No guests, nothing. It's just hardcore lecturing. That's every Sunday night. See you next week. Thank you very
Take care.
Much. Thank you, Ustreamers. 769 hookups. There we go. Call me after the show, Steve.